first pack of Shviyas, Mishnah Beis, this continuation of the previous Mishnah, this idea of Tosefes Shviyas, this prohibition to plow a orchard the year before Shemitah from Shavuot onwards. So Eizus Deilan, what constitutes an orchard? How many trees do you have to have in order to be considered an orchard? As long as you have three large trees in the area based on 50 by 50 amos. In Ru'uyim Masay's Kika Zeilash Ashishim Monavi Talki, if these trees have the ability to make, this is a certain amount, if there would be figs, a certain amount of figs, that's a reasonably large amount of figs. Choshim Kol Beisav Bishvilon. You're allowed to plow the entire Beisav up to Shavuos because of them, because if you have that amount of trees in this area, we say the entire land is for the use of these trees, and therefore you do not have to limit your plowing for the sake of the trees of Shishis, just around the trees. You could plant the entire, you could plow the entire area up to Shavuos. Pofas Mikan, if there's less than that amount of trees, or less than a tree that don't produce so much fruit, and Choshim Lema Elamai Oya Vesalach Utsaloi, in such a case, you're allowed to be Choshim up to Shavuos, only the area for the one who harvests and for his basket, that area around each tree, and the earth which is in between the trees, you would not be able to plant up to that time. You would not be able to plow up to that time. We'll see later that obviously in the 6 years you can plow it, but the cutoff time of plowing the rest of the field is early. It's Pesach time.